Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives all comes down to today. Either we heal as a team, or we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I pissed away all my money, believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me. And lately, I can't even stand the face I see in the mirror. You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that inch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that inch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now, I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now, I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you. You're going to see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him. That's a team, gentlemen. And either we heal now as a team, or we will die as individuals. That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now, what are you going to do?
30 seconds and counting. Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
We got a roll program.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
After the hour, 7 o'clock, on Tobiah, Judah ben Israel. Today is September 8th, 2014. We welcome you back again to Come Out and Hear My People Outreach Program, Blog Talk Radio. Today's topic is Any Given Sunday. Be sure to make sure that your luggage area is secure. Make sure you have your children sitting down and watch your head, because we'll bring you back to earth this evening. I have back again with me today my brother Elias. Are you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Falling on the record, brother Elias. Layahu. Shalom.
Yeah. And before we get into this topic, I have a few pieces of news I want to bring forth. Sadly, I mean, this is really disgusting. I think it was in Cleveland where some other teams found it amusing and mixed feces, saliva, urine, and no telling what else. Allegedly, they tricked this autistic young man outside. I don't know how he ended up in his underwear in front of the garage or what have you. But they dumped this bucket of that concoction on top of this young man's head. You have Mark Wahlberg offering award. You have Drew Carey, I think, offered $10,000 to try to bring those individual suggestors, whomever did it. Another news, I think his name is Ray Rice. Well, allegedly some time ago, I think he punched his girlfriend, beat his wife up, or what have you, and it was a big thing, I guess. People with money or privilege or what have you. So I don't think there was any charges per se, but I remember reading that he had to go through some kind of program. The whole issue would be erased off the record later. Well, after the video has now been put out for the public to see, I think he actually beat her up pretty bad. That's not to say we don't condone this type of thing, but oftentimes you just see the guy beating the woman up. Sometimes you got to wonder, what does she say? What does she do? But he was suspended indefinitely, I think, by the commission. His contract was terminated by the Ravens. So right now he's unemployed. Other news. It's this big uproar about ISIS. Can't quite remember what the acronym means, but I guess today they're the new Taliban or the new Al-Qaeda. You have the Prime Minister of the UK. I've noticed him speaking about it. You have individuals in an uproar in the United States in an uproar about it. And everyone is really concerned about these people. I implore you to come back to earth and notice what's being put in front of your face. I'm not offering any type of conspiracy theory. There's one thing about conspiracy theories. There will be no such thing as a theory, nor conjecture, or something isn't right if our people took the time to read and stop volunteering your hands in the air for everything to sound good. With that, I've been your newscaster for this evening. I'm Tobias, Ben Israel, and I give the floor to my brother, Elias.
Thank you very much, sir. The news was kind of typical news, I guess you would say. That autistic situation, where was that located again, sir?
It was in Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland. Okay. Yeah, that's... Man, that's sad, man. I was like, damn, terrible situation. Like you said, you know, we got to be mindful of our offspring and our youth, especially when they have conditions such as autism and special needs. Even if they don't even have special needs, we just got to make sure we be mindful of our youth. Any given Sunday, football just starting up yesterday. I thought title would be sufficient. And it's funny, I found the news on Ray Rice. You brought forth that news. I remember the video, seeing the video for some time now. So I'm not understanding what they mean by the video just surfacing. But I remember when the brother only was facing a 2-game suspension. Now, you and I know, like you say, we don't promote no violence, but 2 games? That's nearly a smack on the hand, like you say, these, I don't want to say upper echelon, but the people with money, you see how they get away with things scot-free. Nevertheless, Baltimore Ravens issued a statement, one-line statement, one-line only, saying that they terminated the contract of running back Ray Rice this afternoon. Period. Any given Sunday. After they said their little piece, again, I heard you say the NFL commissioner, one Roger Goodell, stepped in and increased the suspension to indefinitely. No other team, or let me say it the proper way, no other corporation will be allowed to employ this Ray Rice underneath their team. You got to think that brother had, I think, about 3 or 4 more years in his contract. Hopefully, he was smart with some of his Federal Reserve notes and was planning for any given Sunday. You remember that show we had, brother? It was like one time. I think it was something to the fact, but it was like one time in parentheses, and we was talking about how you may do something 999,000 times, but one time. And I'm thinking about the video when I seen it. I mean, a couple of exchanges went back and forth, but she lay there, like, almost motionless. It was to the point where she really needed help, brother. And I asked myself, like you say, what would bring a person to that level any given Sunday? Now, I'm thinking about the brother's state of mind consciousness and where he had to be during the time of those events. And fast forward to what is he feeling now. It was also another movie. It was a movie about Any Given Sunday. That's what we opened up to, the title. Coach, played by Al Pacino. I think his name is D'Amato. But they had a sufficient team, Miami Sharks, that's who it is, Miami Sharks. And basically their starting quarterback got injured. Second string quarterback came in, got injured as well. Lo and behold, Willie Beeman. And comes off the bench, not really knowing any plays of the offense, but we got to admit the kid had talent. Kid had talent, ended up turning the team around, winning a couple games, getting a little too cocky with himself. Ego started to blow up in his head, get a couple endorsements. I think he had a video shoot or something like that out. And the brother just went off the deep end. Makes me think about what some of that fame and fortune can do to you on any given Sunday. You'd like to add anything, sir?
Speaking of, when we say any given Sunday, we're really trying to convey something in a way that our people can understand. We come up with different topics. Oftentimes sound like it wouldn't have any relevance pertaining to what we're talking about or our message. But we comprehend that our people in general, really, our people in particular, most people in general, if you want them to listen to something, it can't sound like it's going to have any type of substance. If we renamed our outreach program something on the lines of something that has to do with conspiracy theories, we would probably have over 500,000 listeners. If we named every show topic something directly out of the scriptures, we will hardly have any listeners. So from the beginning, you saw us come out, we had folk versus people, and in the breach, in various things, particularly one called Into the Darkness. And that just sounds funny, but we had a lot of people to download them and listen to. When we say Any Given Sunday, it goes back to one show we had, I think it was, Be Ye Also Ready, on Any Given Sunday.
Go ahead.
We're trying to relate this to, I think it was maybe the Christ said it, maybe one of the apostles. We're supposed to be ready in and out of season. Whether proverbial Sunday we're speaking on be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Shabbat, or Sunday, any given time, we should be ready. We should be ready to man our posts, whether they be on your toes, whether they be in the kitchen, whether just behind the wheel of your car. But on any given Sunday, we definitely need to be able to receive those individuals that are coming out every week. And it's not just us, but anyone that has anything of substance to bring to the people. We're not talking about any madness, any of this said fate. Anything that will benefit our people and that will open their eyes, open their ears. A lot of times you may hear certain things that may jog your mind just a little bit. But if it jolts your mind, if it catches your attention, and if it gets you to think it differently in a positive way, in a sane mind state, if those things lead you to be in the proper mind state, then on any given Sunday, we should be ready to receive. We should be ready to study for and study again what you have been given. We should never take anything anyone says on face value. And you definitely should not mix your opinion with truth and history. Just because you don't believe something doesn't mean it isn't true. Oftentimes our people will totally dismiss what it is you have to say because they want to mix fact and truth, history, with what they believe. Our people often miss the mark. They miss the proper dosage of medicine that it takes to heal them because of what they believe, not what they know. So on any given Sunday, we should be ready. With that, I'd like to yield the floor.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Duly noted. Great contribution, sir. Had me thinking on the ones and twos. Hey, brother, what's the common day for worship? You there, brother?
Forgive me, brother. I was on mute.
I'm sorry.
Sunday is the common day.
What?
I muted myself.
Okay, that's fine. What'd you say again?
Sunday is the common day for worship.
Yes, sir. Any given Sunday. I heard you speaking on the way we list the show titles and kind of like jogged my mind when you were just speaking. Any given Sunday. You were speaking on being ready. So let's just flip the angle and let's start talking about any given Sunday, so to speak. Now, if we understand that Sunday is supposed to be the day of common day worship. When I was speaking on any given Sunday, like the brother said, you got to always be ready at any given time. Never know when you're going to have to separate those weeds from the field, take the good with the bad. But know that if you got the protection and the blanket of the Most High, not just on Sunday, but on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all throughout the whole week, like the brother was said, you'll be prepared and you'll be ready. One may ask themselves, ready for what? Well, in this day and age, we understand we got to be ready for war. And knowing that when you're a soldier in God's army, you never know when you're going to have to put on the armor of God and be ready. The brother was talking on mixing your beliefs with history and law. That causes a lot of confusion with the people, because we all got our certain opinions about different subject matters. But understand, there's some things that's non-debatable, whether you want to believe them or not. And when you come to that self-realization and understand that it's going down, anytime, anywhere, are you ready? Ready, any given Sunday, property of the Most High, ready to go to war. Take a small break real quick. Be back in 1 second.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. This a war that until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Miss a war War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight. We find it necessary. And we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
We're back 3 minutes after halftime. Everyone sit back. Make sure your restraints are buckled. We're about to make our descent. Buckle up. The name of the show is Any Given Sunday. Excuse me, Any Given Sunday. The overall theme is to be ready. Ready for whatever. Especially when you are one set aside, when you are truly and sincerely trying to be in the will of the Most High, meaning following the 613 laws, statutes, and commandments. Previously, I mentioned being ready. I said something about NC Penalty. When we, it was actually Paul, his epistle to Timothy, second book of Timothy, 4th chapter, 2nd verse. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, prove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. This doctrine that the brother is speaking about, it's not your beliefs, it's not what you like, it's not what you think. We mentioned that our people oftentimes like to mix their religious beliefs and have their religious beliefs contend with fact, truth, history, and so forth, things that can be proven. Our people miss their mark. They miss the medicine. They miss the bomb. The bomb of Gilead that will make that wound get whole. They miss the salve that heals the breach. They miss the very things that can turn their lives around overnight because they have become hateful. And they want to stick and cleave to the things that emotionally fuels them. This is why on any given Sunday, we find our people packing the church house. I grew up in a Christian background. I have nothing against Christians, because if they really knew the one that has become known as Jesus, and it's not him on that picture, that his name isn't Jesus, and that Christianity was around maybe 2,000 years before the Christ walked the earth, they wouldn't follow it. They wouldn't consider themselves Christians. But how many of you that pack the church houses every Sunday, on any given Sunday, that can quote these scriptures better than some of us, most of us, how many of you ready? A, that you see your pimp pastor twisting and turning these scriptures to benefit himself. How many of you are ready instantly to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine? when those of us that come out here, or even, not even just us, you have individuals that's bringing you some type of truth. Sometimes you will call those false prophets, false messengers. How many of you stand in a church house to take that pimp pastor, that pimp bishop, $1,000 to his feet? Come sow a seed in your life. We need 10 people to bring me 10. We need 10 people to bring me $1,000 right now. Next Wednesday, you're going to have a check in your mailbox. God wants you to be blessed. You're going to receive the keys to the kingdom. Just bring me $1,000 right now. Over the bucket to life, we're going to send it back around. How many of you ready in peace and out of peace? Not with violence. Not with arrogance, but with long-suffering and doctrine. How many of you ready to put on your full armor of God and accept the truth as it is written? Stand on your square for real. I yield the floor, brother.
Thank you, sir. Earlier you spoke on, I believe, one of our shows, Into the Darkness. Then just now you were speaking on a few key points. The armor of God. Let's speak on the armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 8. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which in the word of God, praying, always with prayer, supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, brother, just reading that, coming back, I'm ready for war. It's not Sunday, but I'm ready for war. Tired of being what we would call persons in commerce. Tired of being what we would call dummies in the law book. It's time to wake up, fix our mind, and be ready to get in the fields with the Most High. Now, you spoke on a few things, brother, and I gotta admit, there's a lot of individuals out there that look just like us walking around, but they can't be my brother. because they act like they don't know my father. So, as we all know, when we study the DNA code, hey, that brother might look like me, but he can't be my brother, because I am my brother's keeper. You heard the intro, how we got to get an inch by inch, put our look to the eyes of your brother next to you, knowing that he's willing to go that extra inch, willing to put his life down for this. Know that you're protected with that armor of God. Because we at war. You heard the Bob Marley tune. You heard me and the brother say, we just don't play that music just to play that music. Understand, there's a real message behind that music. And we understand our people learn with rhythm. How we establish rhythm. So let's take it back to the old school. With that, pass it to you, my dear brother.
What up? One thing for sure. If you're listening, hopefully you got something out of what we're saying, what we're trying to convey. We mean no harm, but we don't apologize. It's not our duty to make feel good in the sense of not to tell you what really is not our job, to not engage you in some way. Not our job to be afraid. Scripture says that give you not a spirit of fear, but a power and of a sound mind. And when you sincerely, truly decide to get off of that fence, you can't have it both ways. You decide to get off of that fence, call a spade a spade. Meaning, if you're going to a place of worship and you believe Sunday is the day you should go, do your research. Ask your pastor. And by when you're doing your research and the truth is being revealed to you, ask your pastor's question. But do not continue to sit there after you know the truth, thinking just because you know it, that that'll save you. Everyone has heard the scripture. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Everyone's heard that scripture. But we like to say, we'll show you our faith by our works. We challenge you to be the same on any given Sunday, whether Sunday be Monday, or Sunday be Tuesday, or Sunday was yesterday, or Sunday is tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
We challenge you to do the same thing with that. The brother, I'd like to yield to you, and we do our thing.
Very much appreciated, sir. With that, winding down to the end of this show, know that this message doesn't go out to ears that doesn't hear. When somebody heard this message, let's go to these phone lines and see what we got here. Caller, well, proper introduction. Mother of the Nation, Ima Yaruf, you're on live.
Shalom, shalom, Akyams. Good to hear from everyone. I just wanted to bring a little news about something, and it could be related to every, you know, any given Sunday. We can just say any given day, really. They have a show coming up on ABC, September the 24th, and it's called Black-ish. It's a pilot show, and it's starring Andrea Johnson and also Lawrence Fishburne, who was the producer of the show. And it's dealing with a black man. He struggles to raise his children with a sense of, you know, cultural identity. And he has all kind of, you know, problems going on and contradictions. And they say he'll have all kind of obstacles. And they mention his liberal wife and old school father and his assimilated colorblind children. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, that that would be coming on. And it's ironic how they call it black-ish, you know, like British, Jewish. But anyway, it's food for thought. And also ISIS, Brother Tobiah. Akian Tobiah, it stands for Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. And those are the Sunni jihadists. They're a group in the Middle East, and they claim religion all over the world for the Muslims. So I want to bring that to you all. Thank you for the show. Good job. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Yes, yes. And real quick, briefly, if I may, you said the name of this show is called Black-ish, like ish.
Yes, sir. It's spelled B-L-A-C-K hyphen I-S-H, and isn't it ironic how it, you know, it's for,
well,
you know, a Pollock show. Uh-huh.
No, enough said.
Yes.
Wow. You already know. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Okay, we have caller 941-448. You're on live.
Good evening, brothers. Very well delivered the message, empowering words on any given Sunday, and you guys kill it every Monday. Shalom, Akyam.
Good eye. All praise is due to the Most High. We have caller 904-412. You're on live. Caller 904-412.
Yes, very good. Okay, well, thank you for your note, man.
Okay. We have caller 941-565. You're online.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Well, I did good again today. And I like to sound like the countdown. I wasn't ready. It's like a war. You have to count it down. So, I'm ready for the war. Let's go.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, sir.
Well, Tobiah, that about do it for the phone lines this evening. We got about officially 8 minutes till we touch down. If you would like to just add anything before we land, sir.
Well, sir, besides, thanks for flying with Tribes Everywhere and the Nation Airlines. Keep your feet within your seats, buckle in your children, throw away your peanut wrappers, and have a nice day.
Thank you very much, sir. Any given Sunday, title of show's topic. Thank you for partaking with us, Law Talk Radio, Tribes of Aboriginal Nations Outreach Program, Come Out of Her, My People. Number 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom.
Peace and blessings, brothers and sisters. I'm Brother. Peace and blessings, brothers and sisters. I'm Brother Priest, and we are coming at you again today.
Let us pray. Father God, I am just learning how to pray. Bear with me. First, I thank you for the life of everyone that's here with me. Then I thank you for the love you give me. Why? I don't know. I don't deserve it. And it hurts inside. Many a nights I cried and called your name out loud, but didn't call you when I was doing good. Too proud. And still you gave me love. I wasn't used to that. Most of the people that gave me love, they ended up taking it back. It's something new to me. So I'm asking you for time to adjust. Let me make it there. I will be one you can trust. What I stand for, I put my life on. I do. I guess what I'm asking is, show me how to stand for you. And I will rap for you, sing for you, preach for you, teach for you, reach for you. I will love you like you love me, unconditionally. And I will always be prepared for whatever the mission will be. Give the nutrition to me, and I'll properly digest it. And when I give it back, I'll show you word well invested. And whenever I go, before I go, let me give. Thanks to you, Lord, for my birth, for every day that I've lived. You gave me a love most of my life I didn't know was there. In the name of Jesus, I give you my life, because you can. Amen.
Amen.